Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I've got some information. Actually, I've got a real-life story to share with you. Yeah, this is a story that is based in fact. As a matter of fact, everything I'm about to tell you actually happened. It all happened. So there's nothing that I'm making up. It is a regurgitation of factual information. Yeah, and this is kind of an interesting story. At least I think it's an interesting story. You may not think so. You may have a different perspective. But for me, it was very, very eye-opening. 13 days ago, I was on the radio. I had a Lifestyles Unlimited member by the name of Don on the show. We were talking about how Don and his beautiful wife had discovered real estate investing in their 60s. And by repurposing the assets that they had spent a lifetime building, well, what Don was able to do was to create a situation of retirement for himself and his wife, which also created the foundation for a lifestyle. And I'll tell you what, Don opened up his heart, he opened up his mind, and he just let it all out. He told you how he achieved financial freedom. Yeah, it was a really good discussion, and I had a really good time. And here's the part that you don't know. Now, I shared this with Don in an email dialogue because I didn't want him to find out this information third party. But here's what I'm going to tell you. On that day, prior to the show, I started having a heart attack. Yeah, I am not lying to you. I am not making this up. This is not radio hype or anything. I was having a heart attack. What had happened prior to the show was that I'd gone to the gym in the morning like I normally do. I had done some yoga, which helps my body a lot. You know, you can say what you want about yoga, but I'll tell you, the kind of yoga that I was doing was basically focused on stretching muscle groups in your body, which this body that I reside in absolutely needs. So it was low intensity. Okay, low intensity, very low intensity. I'd probably get more of a sweat walking down the street than doing this yoga stuff. So I figured, okay, everything was fine. So I come back from the gym, pull up to the house, and realize that the night before, my wife had decided to rake up the front yard. See, you know, we had done the first major mow after the rains came through, and well, there was just too much to be like left there as mulch. It looked like icky, right? And we don't like an icky looking lawn. So she raked up everything in her nice piles, and her game plan was she was gonna the next day pick all that stuff up. Well, I came back from the gym and I thought, you know, I got a little time between now and the radio show, and to be honest with you, it helped me clear my mind a little bit. I'm gonna go out and just pick up these piles. And we're talking piles of grass clippings that have already dried for about a day. And they're maybe, I don't know, you know, as big as you can make a circle by extending your hands out in front of you and touching your fingertips. Okay, that's about how big these piles were. Should have taken me like, I don't know, 20 minutes to get it done, right? Well, here's where things started going wrong for me. As I was picking up the grass clippings and putting them in the trash can, my breathing became very, very labored. I mean, very labored. Now, I have worked in the heat before, I've worked outside before, and I've kind of suffered a little bit of like, man, I just feel like I'm just getting a little tired, you know, and I considered it as, yeah, I'm just getting old, right? All right, well, on this day, I had that feeling, but it went like tenfold. Yeah, so I started like having difficulty breathing. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just sit down and calm down. Maybe I'm just, you know, hyperventilating or something. So In the process of picking up these piles of grass clippings and putting them in the trash can, I had to stop and rest for probably three, maybe four times for at least 5 minutes at a time just to kind of cool down. Now, in my mind, I thought, okay, maybe I've got a little heat exhaustion going on because it was warm out. It was humid. We had just had massive rains come through our area, so there was a lot of humidity in the air, and I was sweating like, you know, a Thanksgiving turkey, right? Okay, so I just figured what I'll do, I'll go in, take a shower, it'll cool me down, it'll restore me to my normal place, and everything's going to be just fine. Everything is going to be just fine. So I took that cool shower, but my breathing was still a bit labored. And my wife was getting pretty worried because, I mean, she's watching this go on for a period of about 2 hours now. But here's the problem. I got to do a radio show. And I've got Don lined up, and he's got a lot of great information to share with you. So, you know, what am I supposed to do? I didn't know what to do. I mean, I'm not going to call in sick because I just thought I was having like maybe a panic attack or anything. So I cooled my jets. I kind of got my composure back just as we were going on the air. But I will tell you, the 1 hour that I spent with Don, man, I was having a really, really difficult time. I was having a very difficult time. I actually went back and listened to that show, and you can't hear it. You can't hear me having a heart attack. Now, there's a couple places in there where all of a sudden either I slurred a word or it didn't make complete sense. So maybe that's where it was coming through. But to be honest with you, if I didn't tell you that I was having a heart attack and you listened to that show, you would not know that I was having a heart attack. When I finished the show, I told Don, thank you very much for giving his valuable time to share his story with you, because that's what I do here. I want you to understand there's a better path than what you're going down. And as I said goodbye, and I said goodbye to my engineers, I turned off the radio gear, I walked into my kitchen, and man, I'll tell you what, I started hyperventilating like never before. And my wife said, okay, that's it. We're going to the ER. We come back from the break. I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Morbidity? I don't know what to call that. I told you a story about what was going on in my life about 13 days ago. And I don't tell you that because I mean to shock you. I don't tell you that because I mean to scare you. I tell you that because that is just a fundamental fact that occurs in life. And it occurred to me. And while it was happening to me, I didn't know what it was. I had no idea I was having a heart attack. I just thought maybe I was having a panic attack. I couldn't catch my breath. I couldn't figure out what was going on. And it just kept getting worse and worse. Okay, so let me fast forward to the end result because I don't want to leave you in suspense. And I want to tell you exactly what the resolution was. So I get to the ER. They do whatever they're going to do. And they determine, yeah, this guy is having a heart attack, and they say, hey, do you have like pain going down your left arm? I said, no, I don't have that. So I had one of these rare heart attacks that didn't involve pain. Now, I had, when they did the blood tests, all the things that they look for, the markers in the blood, those were all elevated. I had all the symptoms. I just didn't have all the pain stuff going on. So I'm kind of an anomaly, if you will. Well, after they put me in the hospital and they determined they could at least stabilize me through the night and I didn't have to go in for like an emergency situation where they cut me literally from the top of my chest down to my belly button, they determined that they could do a what's called a catheterization. In other words, they make a little incision in your wrist, they go in the artery, and they check everything out. As they're checking everything out, they find one of these arteries. So there's like six of them apparently through on each side of the heart that are very important. Well, one of them was 70% blocked. So as they went in there and they cleared that out, they put a stent in there and basically they restored the blood flow to that part of my heart. So if you do the math, I mean, let's do the math. If you've got six primary arteries, okay, and one of them 70% blocked, that tells me you've got about 15% reduction in your flow of blood. So that can be problematic. Now here's the crazy thing. As I'm talking with my cardiologist earlier this week, because I'm like, hey, man, you know, are you going to let me go back to work? Because all the stuff's in the back of my mind. I don't know if I can go back to work. I don't know what damage has been to my heart, done to my heart. I mean, you got to think about what's going through my mind. My wife is driving me to the emergency room because that's faster than waiting for an ambulance to come. And she's freaking out. She's having a really hard time with this because this might be the one. This might be the thing that takes me away at the age of 57. So she's having a hard time with this. And I'm going through all this testing and stuff. Well, they do the procedure and everything, and everything turns out to be okay. That's right. I'm feeling pretty good. I've been to the cardiologist. I got a clean bill of health. I've been cleared to come back and do the radio show. I feel really good today. But I will tell you, as I was laying in the emergency room, things were going across my mind because I didn't know at that time what the threat level was to my life. You hear the word heart attack and you start thinking, oh, that's a death sentence, dude. And that's kind of what was going on in the back of my mind. And of course, they're all, you know, everybody in the emergency room, they're all trying to figure out, okay, what's going on? What's going on with this guy? You know, you know, they're not giving you a lot of information that you can use to put together because they're trying to figure out what's going on. Well, at the end of the day, I'll tell you this. I went into the hospital on Thursday afternoon. I had my procedure early Friday afternoon. So I literally had 24 hours sitting in the hospital, time to think. And one of the things that I thought about was, what is my success level with preparing my family? If I die during this procedure, or if I die, because now I've got full-blown heart disease. Yeah, I got heart disease. And it's a fact. If I die, have I done everything that I can possibly do to prepare my family to move forward without me? And the answer that came to my mind was yes. I have done everything in my financial, in my spiritual, in my everything world to prepare my family for me to be gone. Back in 2017, before I decided to come check out Lifestyles Unlimited and, you know, see what this real estate investing thing was all about, if that occurred to me back then, I was a mess. I was a total mess financially. I was a total mess as far as being prepared for my family to pick up after I left off if I were to depart. And I will also tell you this. Going into surgery, I was at peace. I was at peace. I was, because I wasn't freaking out about what did I do to my family if I don't come out the other end. Man, there was none of that there. It didn't exist. Because I was confident that I had done everything that I could do. I have great relationships with my spouse, with my children. These are the people that are most important to me. I have a great relationship spiritually. I've got all of the elements going on in my life that are necessary for me to have the lifestyle I want to have, except for the health part, because the health part was creating a massive change for me. Now let's think about it. 1 minute, I'm just going through the motions of life. Next moment, I'm in the ER, and I'm not sure how it's going to end. But I'm confident that everything that I've done up until this point works. And here's the other beautiful piece. All of my assets that I'm invested in, they will continue to flourish whether I'm here or not. And my wife, who's also a Lifestyles Unlimited member, who has gone through all of the education just like I have, she just doesn't do the radio show because she's not into it. I get that. She is able to pick up where I would leave off. And I will tell you this, although I would miss my family, I absolutely feel in the bottom of my heart, that busted up heart that took me to the ER, I absolutely feel that I've done the right thing. And I'm at peace with that. That's a very comforting feeling. Because in my former line of work, I've gone into situations where, you know, maybe I might not come back, because that's kind of what happens in the Army sometimes. Now, fortunately for me, I made it back from every one of those experiences. But if I look back on those experiences, you know, doing what a financial planner told me to do, my family would not be as well off as they are now if that occurred to me back then, because I was following an incorrect map. We come back from the break. I got some stats for you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I'm telling you what happened to me. And if you're just joining me, you're like, okay, so what happened? What happened? All right, here's what happened. I had a heart attack. Yeah, I had a heart attack, and I had a heart attack going on while I was broadcasting a couple of weeks ago. And I'll tell you what, it kind of rocked my world. Yeah, it rocked my world, because when you have a heart attack, everything stops. Everything that you are focused on stops, because that heart attack goes, look at me, look at me. I'm the elephant in the room right now. And all of a sudden, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what your life expectancy is going to be like. You don't know what the damage that was done to your body by this heart attack. You don't know a lot of information. And it kind of freaks you out. And if you've got people that love you, check this out. It freaks them out even more, because they don't want to lose you. Yeah, because you're important to them. So check this out. The CDC, you know, the people that, you know, brought us masks. Okay, I had to throw that comment in there. I apologize. I try not to be, you know, political, but I'm just glad that we're moving away from those things. Anyhow, the CDC published some stats on heart disease facts. And I mean, these are facts that I probably should have paid attention to. Because the first thing they say is that heart disease is the leading cause of death for men, women, and people of most racial and ethnic groups in the United States. That's right. Heart disease, that's probably going to kill you. As a matter of fact, 655,000 Americans die every year from heart disease. That's 25% of everybody that passes away. So, yeah, maybe a knucklehead like me should have taken note. And ironically, as I went back through all these stats and I was going, okay, that was me, that was me, that was me. Every year, 805,000 Americans have a heart attack. And of those 805,000, 605,000, that's the first one. I'm in that group. I am in that group. Now, 200,000 happened to people who have already had a heart attack. So, all right, you made it through the first one. What happens in the second one? Do you make it through that? Do you not make it through that? I don't know. And here's the stat that just kind of made my eyes open up, because this was me. About 1 in 5 heart attacks are silent. The damage is done, but the person isn't even aware of it. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I am telling you all of this because I think it is so very important for you to stop whatever is going on in your life and focus on what you really believe is important to you. Absolutely important to you. So that if you have an event like I had a couple weeks ago, you might be able to go through it better off, like I did, than I would have gone through it had I not done all the things that were necessary to change the destiny of my life. Now, in the last segment, I was telling you, you know, I've gone to some interesting places in the world, let's put it that way. And in some of those interesting places in the world that I've gone to, the people that were there were not necessarily very happy to see me, nor were they happy to see the uniform that I was wearing and the United States flag. Yeah, some of those people would view me as Satan. Yeah, they did. And you know what? Satan needs to die in their mind. So, yeah, I'm a representation of what they hate, and they would have no problems taking me out. Now, fortunately for me, I made it back from every one of those events. Every one of them. Every one, I made it back. But here's the thing. When you're in the military, one of the things you have to do is you have to make contingencies for the fact that you may not come back. As a matter of fact, that is part of the readiness platform for every individual American soldier. That's right. Every single individual soldier has to have a readiness package that determines what happens if they don't come back from harm's way. Yeah, it's a really big deal. And those of you in the military that have, you know, had to put those things together, you understand what I'm talking about. So what it does is it gives you an opportunity to sit down with an attorney, and the attorney does this. The attorney sits down and they prepare a will for you, okay? Because that's what they do in the military. Now, that may not be the best financial instrument for you, or may not provide the best level of protections for whatever assets you have, but most military personnel, well, they don't own a lot of stuff. Now, some people do, but not everybody does. So, you know, the will seems to work. And then they get you this serviceman's group life insurance that's, you know, they make sure you get that, because if you do pass away, it'll pay $400,000, provided you took out all that coverage. And that coverage is very inexpensive. I won't get into all the mechanics, but I mean, that's pretty much what it boils down to. You go into harm's way, you don't come back, you're killed in action, whatever. A will goes into effect to deal with whatever you own. And if you didn't put it in the will, it won't be treated correctly. I'm just saying. All right. The other thing that happens is maybe that serviceman's group life insurance policy kicks in and it pays your family $400,000. But what did you do from a financial planning standpoint to articulate to your family what they should do with that money? Now, what most service personnel tend to do when these things happen is they get that chunk of money, and they tend to pay off debt, which is good, okay, especially bad debt, like consumer debt, that needs to go away. They also will maybe consider paying off cars or paying off their house if they own a house. Okay, so essentially they look at that $400,000 as money that needs to be consumed, because the military mindset, kind of from a financial planning standpoint, focuses on a Dave Ramsey mindset. And I'm not saying Dave Ramsey's bad. I think Dave Ramsey has his place. But I think doing the things that Dave Ramsey teaches you gets you to a certain point in life, but you can't get past it until you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and we will take you to that next level. So my point is this. As I reflect back on the things that I've encountered in my life, and the fact that there were places I went to, I really, really pretty much was ready for my last rites, whatever. I mean, I really thought that was going to be it. It's done. It's absolutely done. And I made it back from those things. I don't think I did a very good job of preparing my family for their future when I was serving the military, because I didn't have a very clear perspective of what my family's life would be after the fact. And I left no written instructions to say, this is what you do with the $400,000 of Servicemen's Group life insurance, or this is what you do with the other $600,000 in whole life insurance, the policies that I've taken out on myself. Yeah, essentially, what would have happened is my wife would have been presented a bucket of money, probably about $1 million if I had passed away. And because we were doing the Dave Ramsey kind of thing, she would have paid off everything and everything. And then she would have used that money to live off of, because that was kind of our mindset. That was our mindset. But when I had my heart attack, everything's completely different now. And I have to thank all of the wonderful people that I have met, that I have learned from, that have mentored me, that have given me insight as to what my future really needs to look like, and allowed me to start patterning my life that way, so that when that heart attack hit, everything's good, man. Everything's good. That was a wonderful feeling. When I come back from the break, I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's going to be fun. Stick around.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so I kind of left you with a cliffhanger there. I told you I didn't know what I was going to say, but it would be fun. All right, here it is. Here it is, because I'm all about having fun. I mean, that is one of the seven things that are important to me. And that thing is to be engaged with all the other things that are important to me. Because I spent too many years of my life not having fun. When people are shooting at you, that's not always a fun moment. I'm just saying. I'm not saying people are shooting at me right now, because they're not. I live in a very nice neighborhood. But before I get into the information I want to share with you for the last segment, I want to let you know that I'm going to bring a gentleman by the name of Ron onto tomorrow's show. And Ron is a really interesting guy. He's a super interesting guy. And let me just give you some background on Ron. Now, Ron currently owns 4 multifamily apartment communities. Yeah, he's got four apartment communities under his belt. And he's got about 35 houses. So what we're going to talk to Ron about tomorrow, we're going to talk about, okay, how'd you amass all that? What was the game plan? What was the strategy? So you need to tune into tomorrow's show to hear from Ron and how Ron fundamentally transformed his life when he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited until today. I mean, it's a pretty neat story. It's a really neat story. And for you engineers in the audience, yeah, Ron has the same background. So it'll be an interesting perspective for you to hear him explain how he changed his life and how he changed his life for the better. So I've been lamenting all show about my health. And I do this because I don't want you, first of all, don't feel sorry for me. Okay, do not feel sorry for me and do not have pity on me. I'm not interested in it and it's not going to help. Okay, but I'm telling you all of this HIPAA information because, to be honest with you, at the age of 57, statistically, I wasn't supposed to have a heart attack. As a matter of fact, most people that have heart attacks, at the average age is 66. I got like another 9 years to go, right? Yeah, wrong. Get yourself checked out. Check your health. If you're dealing with stress, figure out a way to manage it effectively. If your diet is terrible, trust me, my diet was terrible. Once I sat down and actually started looking at everything that I eat, and I thought I was eating pretty healthy, the sodium, the saturated fats, the sugars that were in all the foods that I eat, blech, it was killing me. And it almost killed me. So now I'm on a different diet. I follow something called the DASH diet. Yeah, it's basically designed to remove sodium, saturated fats, and sugars out of my body. So not only is it going to help me prevent any future heart disease, it's also going to help me if, you know, diabetes creeps up. Because to be honest with you, there have been diabetics in my family. So, you know, that threat's out there too. Your health is so darn important. Because when you don't have your health and you can't get it back, that's difficult. See, I was told, you've got heart disease, dude. I can't go back from that. I can't go, oh, no, I don't. No, I don't. Because, hey, dude, I got heart disease. I got coronary artery disease. I got stuff going on in my fluid system in my body that's not working right. So, you know, I've got to do things differently now. And that's what you need to do. You need to start doing things differently. Look at your health. If your health is not where you want it to be, change it. Go talk to a doctor, go talk to a nutritionist, whatever you need to do, change it. I did that. It's not that hard. It really is not that hard. As a matter of fact, I actually feel better. I actually feel better. And get this, I lost weight. Okay, now granted, I lost 15 pounds since my heart attack. I think the heart attack had something to do with that, but I think the continual losing of the weight that I'm experiencing is just the fact that I'm taking all this garbage out of my body, and it's a good thing. The other thing that I wanted to share with you is my formulation for the future of my personal investing. What we're doing for investing right now is we're invested passively in apartment communities. We also own some single-family properties. All of our investments are kicking butt and taking names. Yeah, they're all doing pretty darn good. Even the one that wasn't doing as well as I thought it should do is still doing pretty darn good. And here's the thing. Every one of our apartment communities that we initially invested in back in, let's see, we started investing in apartment communities at the end of 2017. We finally got all of our money invested in, I don't know, around April of 2018. So it took us about 6 months to find, actually it took us a little longer, to find the right deals that made sense for our investing strategy. And then we invested in those apartment communities, and those apartment communities, depending on the type of deal, because we've got different types of deals, some of them have been paying quarterly distributions, some of them, two of them have not, and that's okay because that was the way those particular deals were structured. Okay, so let me fast forward to today. All of these apartments that we invested in 3.5 years ago, they're all in escrow. Actually, one closed escrow. So we've received our initial funds back on that investment. And as the lead investor is going through the books, we'll start getting the additional distributions of money. Now, the other three properties, they're all in different stages of the escrow process because the people buying those apartment communities are doing their due diligence. We're selling them, so we're letting them do whatever they need to do, yada, yada, yada. But here's the thing. I'm doing nothing. I am doing nothing. That's right. I do nothing except get the checks. Not too bad. Not too bad from my perspective. As a matter of fact, what we're looking at, and I'll just give you the raw numbers because I've got nothing to hide. I mean, I don't hide anything from any Lifestyles Unlimited members. I will tell you everything. Even if you don't want to know it, I will tell it to you. So we put $150,000 into these different apartment investments. We anticipate a return of our capital and profit from those investments. So essentially what we're looking at, we'll have about $350,000 in capital once everything settles down. Yeah, once everything closes escrow. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we took $150,000 and we more than doubled it in about 3.5, almost 4 years. That's not bad. I mean, just on the surface, that's like getting a 25% return on your money every year for doing nothing. For doing absolutely nothing. I did absolutely nothing. Okay, I read the investment criteria. I attended annual meetings. Okay, just to make sure everything was healthy. I asked the lead investors questions to make sure that information that I wasn't sure on was clarified. But that was pretty much the extent of it. So I'm really happy with that result. Here's the dilemma I have. What do I do for my next investment? Do I, as the money comes back, and I've already received the principal on one of the deals, so I've got $50,000 just sitting there, I could launch it into another passive deal. I have seen a lot of really good deals being offered by other Lifestyles Unlimited members. I mean, really good deals. And it's very, very tempting. But here's the thing in the back of my mind. The thing in the back of my mind is the concept that I have gone through the Lifestyles Unlimited lead investor training. That's right. I am a certified lead investor. I have not offered any properties for syndication, but I've gone through all the certification courses and I know what I'm doing, which means I'm dangerous, okay? Which means I need to be working with my mentor and I need to be moving forward. So what I'm leaning towards is becoming a lead investor myself. Now, I don't know if I'm going to absolutely do that, but I am exploring it. And here's why I would do it. Because I could take that $350,000, and depending on the particular deal, I could leverage that $350,000 into a purchase price of somewhere between maybe $9 and $11 million. That can buy me a lot of real estate. That can also get me a lot of units in my control so that I can get some outstanding experience operating an apartment community, because that's the next step in my progression. I got all these other lead investors around me that are going, dude, this is cool. We're happy to see you doing it. And that's the community. And I am so glad to be a part of the Lifestyles community. And I'm even more glad to be on the radio talking to you today. And if you want to find out how to change your life, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.